The game is on 105.9 KSL Country.
We're back. You're listening to Greyhound Basketball on 105.9 KSL Country, your number one local information station. I'm Doc Elder, broadcasting live from Greyhound Arena as part of Rooney Moon Broadcasting's media commitment. And I'd like to welcome you to the halftime show driven by CNS. As we have been promising all night, we have the head man of the victorious Greyhound women's basketball team, Josh Pock. And Coach, congratulations on going to 3-0 in conference play.
Yeah, it's a great feeling, Doc. I mean, our girls played, you know, very well. Had a few, definitely a few breakdowns tonight, but overall, the girls fought and took care of their home, you know, took care of the home court, which is very, very important. Appreciate everybody coming out on a cold night, you know, and so anyway, we're just excited that we got the W.
One thing that was really impressive tonight was the balanced scoring that you got.
Yeah, I think we're looking here, we had five kids in double figures. We shot the ball very well. I mean, almost 40% from the field. The thing that I was most pleased with was our defense again. I mean, you take away the free throws, Doc. I mean, they barely got into the 40 category, you know. So, you know, our defense intensity was very good. I thought we took away everything that they wanted to do. So, overall, defensively, we're getting better every game.
And, you know, it's really encouraging to see how your new players have blended in with your old players. They look like they are a crew that's been playing together for 3 years instead of just this year.
Yeah, they have. I mean, I continue to say this about these young ladies. They really have a genuine love and a like, and they really want to see each other succeed. And, I mean, you just said it, Doc. You can see it on the court. I mean, you can see how well they're blending together. And all the credit goes to the girls. I mean, they've done a fantastic job of buying in of what we're trying to do.
There was a point in the game where you had a 19-point lead. It got cut down to 9, but then Michaela Connor, who had big-time plays, hit a huge basket, and you never looked back.
I don't know, over the first three games in our conference, if there's anybody playing any better than KK right now. I know, you know, Angela, I'm sure, has a couple kids playing well. I know Tarleton has a couple kids playing well, but I would venture to guess KK is as good as anybody as far as the production on the floor as anybody in the conference. And I thought that three she hit at the beginning of the half, even too, you know, because they had cut it here, cut it there, and she hit a big three to get us started. And I thought that was important.
It is a four-game winning streak that you're on right now, and it's funny. A lot of people might look back to the Highlands game and say that's where it all started. I actually think the game against Wayland Baptist, even though we lost that game, when I talked to you after the game was over, you really liked what you were seeing, and I think you were spot on with your prognostication.
Yeah, absolutely, Doc. I mean, we were getting better, you know, and we were still learning each other, and I know it's frustrating at the beginning, but you know, I'd venture to say too that we're still learning each other. We're still getting better. I mean, you know, I look at over the stats. I mean, you know, we had 24 turnovers tonight. I mean, so that's definitely something that we can clean up, and we know we can get better at, and this team definitely will.
Well, Coach, like you said, I mean, it's just astounding how many people came out on a chilly Thursday night. I thought with finals week being virtually over, you know, we might have kind of a limited crowd, but a really good crowd, and we'd encourage people to come out on Saturday night and watch your ladies play Charleston State.
Absolutely. It'll be a full day here at Greyhound Arena. I think at 10 o'clock is fall graduation, and then 5 o'clock we tip off against Charleston women, who are 3-0. You know, there's only three teams left that are undefeated in league, and it's us, you know, Eastern, Charleston, and Angelo State. So, big game for us, and then followed by our men at 7 o'clock that night.
Well, Coach, I know that I saw two of your children. We've got one of them sitting right here, and we're going to try and give him a chance to get on the microphone here for a second. But do you have a shout-out to send anybody in the listening audience?
I think my wife and Colton are the only other two, and my parents might be listening in. So, you know, my in-laws might be listening in. So love you all, and thanks for the interview, Doc. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, let's get a chance to put the headphones on your son. This is my buddy Nolan, the young man that I keep saying is someday going to take over for me broadcasting. And, Nolan, why do you think your daddy's basketball team is so good this year?
Probably because they've been practicing really good.
So their practices have been good, and practice makes perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nolan, I've asked you this question. You were nice enough to be on the air for the Mark's Restaurant Coaches Show, but in case people didn't get a chance to hear, What are you asking? What is the one thing you'd really like to get for Christmas this year?
An iPod.
An iPod. Well, that is a good choice here. And do you have a shout-out to send to anybody in the listening audience?
If Destin's listening, hi. And I did you know you said practice makes perfect?
Yes.
It's actually perfect practice makes perfect.
Well, I stand corrected, young man. Thank you so much. So on that note, we'll put it over to your sister, Jenna. And Jenna, I'll ask you the same question I asked your brother. Why is your daddy's team playing so well right now?
My dad has so many practices. One time he had one on 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, well, that would make me practice well. I wouldn't want to have to do that very often, so I'd practice hard. Jenna, I'll ask you a question that I asked you on Monday night. What are you hoping for Christmas?
It's called Pottery Coin. You can make your own pottery.
Wow, well, that would be a great craft to learn. And Jenna, I'll ask you the same question. Is there anybody in the listening audience that you'd like to say hi to?
Addison. Hi.
Okay. Well, thank you so much to the Prog Kids. And that is going to conclude for a couple of minutes the Prog participation. So what I'll do is I'll send it back to the station. For